From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
We're having a code red drill, my kindergartner said as we walked home from school a few weeks ago. If there are bad men at school, we're going to hide in the workroom. We'll keep the door locked until the police let us out. I gasped. Without missing a beat, she went on to tell me how many times she crossed the monkey bars that day. Clearly, the drill didn't faze her. At her age, I remember lining up for endless fire drills and even hiding under the library desks to brace for the bomb. I didn't really think about nuclear war then, so I shouldn't have been surprised at the offhanded way my daughter informed me of her code red drill. The parent information letter described the drill as, quote, a realistic exercise coordinated with the local police department. When the alarm sounded, the older kids threw down their desks to barricade the classroom doors. Teachers raced to close the blinds, and classes huddled together until an officer with a walkie-talkie released each room. The current Virginia Tech students were still playing kickball when the Columbine shooters attacked in 1991, so it's likely they've been through these code red drills many times. They knew to block the classroom doors, some even using their bodies to resist the shooter. While I'm glad my daughter's school is protecting her from potential dangers, like the horrible events in Blacksburg, I'm sad this is the lot of her generation. The vague threat of a Soviet nuke seems much easier to handle than the more likely event of an angry kid with a gun. In her school career, my daughter will learn to solve calculus problems and write critical essays to prepare for her future. Now, it's no less important that she know how to turn her school desk into a barricade. For her, code red drills, complete with police on campus, may seem as normal as being prepared for a fire or an earthquake. But I'm not sure I'll ever be at peace with five-year-olds crouching in a workroom. With a perspective, I'm Karen McNally McCormack.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.